Badminton hosting for Dan and the Dude is provided by UK2.net. We're posting for everyone.
Hello, welcome to Dad and the Dude.
Here we are camping.
This is us having our first night's camping.
And who got us into this?
You
is
did.
Is a bloke named Russ.
Russ, yeah. Russ said, if you're going camping, why don't you do a Dad and the Dude on camping? So here we are. We're doing a Dad and the Dude on camping. We're lying in the tent at the minute and it's raining. Hang on.
As you can hear, it is raining.
I don't know if you can hear that, but it's raining.
Yeah.
It is raining. It's not very heavy, is it?
It's actually kind of cool camping, isn't it? We've got our own sleeping bags. We've got our little foam mattresses. We've got our pump-up beds and everything.
No, dude, make it sound like we're a pair of pussies. We're lying here under the stars.
Yeah.
But we're in a tent. We are in a tent. And you've got like a little foam under mattress that we got you today, haven't we?
Yeah.
Just so you got something to lie on. And you got sleeping bags. And we got some pillows. And that's it, really.
Mm.
But fortunately, do you know what I've got?
What?
Back here, I've got something really special.
And what would that be?
It would be a tin of Jaffa Cakes.
Oh my gosh!
I've got a tin of Jaffa Cakes, dude.
Mommy, as you can hear, he's got a tin of Jaffa Cakes.
Mommy gave us a tin of Jaffa Cakes. We'll have a midnight feast as well.
Yeah, nah.
Now you're excited, aren't you?
Yeah.
But we're not eating them all. We're only having two each.
Oh, damn.
Otherwise, we'll end up fat.
No, we won't.
So, what's your view on camping so far, Ellis? Being in fact, you've been doing it for nearly 6 minutes now.
Well, we're in a tent. We're recording Dan the Dude.
Yeah, but do you like camping or not?
Yeah. We haven't got any computers. We've just using the iPad. The iPod, sorry.
iPhone.
Yeah.
And we're recording it.
Mm.
And you're enjoying camping at the minute?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll enjoy it at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's a wolf at the door?
Maybe. Let me in, I want something to sleep in, I'm cold.
Yeah, no, you got these sleeping bags are really nice, aren't they? Really warm.
Yeah.
Daddy's is huge, what have we got?
Yeah, but you've pulled your covers over because you're a bit hot.
It is hot, I'm lying on the top at the minute. And I'm only wearing a t-shirt and shorts. Yeah. So, we're doing this, aren't we? We're testing out our camping skills.
Yeah.
And deciding whether we like it or not.
We've got knives to hunt down rabbits.
Because we're going to go camping in Wales, aren't we, soon?
No, we're not. Aren't
we? Yeah, 2 weeks' time. We're going camping.
Yeah.
You and me, 3 nights.
Boy, yeah.
Under the stars. And we're going to see what we're going to do. But we're going to learn about how to navigate.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and we're going to learn about cooking food and how to use a map.
When I came in this tent, I saw you had... I was thinking, is it a pack of Pringles or is it a pack of Jaffa Cakes? And I was thinking, which would that be? I don't know.
No, you didn't know.
I saw them, but I didn't know what it was, whether it was Pringles or...
So we're doing this anyway to find out if we like doing it, aren't we?
Yeah.
And if we do like doing it tonight, then we're going to go in 3 weeks.
And this is Dan the Dude on camping.
It certainly is. So what do you need when you go camping then?
Well, you need a bag of supplies, a water bottle.
What do you need in your bag of supplies?
Well, you need some food. You need a bottle of water in case there's a river nearby. You can go fill it up with water.
Don't you think people pee in rivers though?
You can pee in the bush instead.
Okay, so you shouldn't pee in rivers. You should pee in bushes.
Yeah, make it less more dirty.
Yeah, let the ground filter it before it gets to the river.
Exactly.
And what else do you need in your provisions?
You'd need some clothing in case you got all muddy and stuff. You need a new pair of clothing.
Right, in case you get wet, I suppose.
If you're climbing a mountain, maybe, suppose you're camping down, you were camping on the mountain, then you might need some pads on your knees and arms and stuff.
Right.
So you can make yourself safe.
Right.
And if any of you are watching, or any of you listening to this, then we are actually in a tent under the stars. It's raining. And, well, where are we?
We're in Birmingham.
Yeah.
We're in Birmingham, where we live.
Which part are we in?
No, we need to give an address out. But we're at Grandma and Grandpa's, aren't we? Because we haven't got any grass, so we've come up here because they've got grass.
Yeah.
And we've been in, and it's only 8 o'clock, and we've come out to sleep in the tent. But we thought we'd do a dad and a dude while we're here, thanks to Russ.
We left at 7.
So, how much does camping cost, mate?
I know.
You haven't got a clue?
No, not a clue.
£6 for me per night and £3 for you. So you're going to have to give Ampar some iPad lessons for £9 to pay us off.
Oh, yeah.
So.
£9 pay.
And so what kind of food do you eat on camping trips?
You'd need some, like, bananas and stuff, like some fruit to help you.
Right.
Your energy keep up. You definitely need some meat in there.
What kind of meat do you think we should have?
Either chicken, normal meat, or anything really.
How are we going to keep the meat cold though? We're going to have to kill the chickens when we want to eat them.
No, what you'll do, if you've got like a little mini container, it's like a mini fridge. Like, it's like about that big.
Dude, we're supposed to be hardy campers. Not pussies running around with fridges and mats.
No, what I'm saying is, because we have like a little incubator that sort of like keeps it cool, so you can eat it whenever.
Right.
So it keeps it cool.
And how are we going to power this then if we're roughy tufty campers?
The old fashioned way.
How's that?
What I'm saying is you standing as a satellite on top of it and...
I stand as a satellite?
Yes, and you'll get electric shocked.
From what? You want me to stand with something up holding it to the clouds and get an electric shock to charge the
thing? Well, actually, something that you can actually charge it with is you have a really long metal rod.
Yeah.
So it's up to the sky. And when the lightning comes, make sure it hits the... it hits it.
But and that'll charge your fridge?
No, it'll come down, electrify the fridge and make it work.
Right. What if there's no lightning storm?
Then you might as well do it when it's a lightning storm.
We'll have to eat the chicken.
Yeah, just...
How long does one strike of lightning keep the fridge running?
So about half an hour.
So you've got to have a lightning strike every 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise your chicken goes hot.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to be out when it's a lightning storm, though? In a carbon fibre rotted tent, like this one?
Well, we're on the first thing that the lightning will hit.
That's why we got the longer pole, I guess.
No, because we've got a very tall tree above us, so it would hit the tree before it hits us.
So lightning goes for the thing that's the tallest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool. And how big's this metal rod that we've got for the to electrify the fridge?
Something that can reach as long, and it's got a big support at the bottom, so that it can keep upright even if it went up 100 meters.
Right.
So we've got
to carry around with us a tent, provisions, sleeping mats and bags,
uh-huh.
A fridge, and a 100 meter long pole that we've got to stick in the ground.
Maybe.
This camping trip's getting bigger. I'm going to need a truck, dude.
Yeah, you can go and buy that.
You want me to buy a truck for a camping trip at £6 a night for me and £3 a night for you? How much do you think a truck's going to cost?
£7,000.
Don't you think that's a bit expensive?
Yes, I do. It should actually be for... let's say £1 million.
So let's say we have to eat the chicken on the first night because it's got warm.
Yeah.
And we got no more meat because we can't keep it cold because there's no lightning storms to run the fridge.
Why don't you just kill the thing you want to eat, then put it over, start setting a fire with two sticks and start setting a fire, and then cook the chicken breast over it.
Right.
So it can heat up, and then you can eat it like a cooked chicken.
Okay, so let's talk about starting a fire then. How do you start a fire?
Well, when two twigs fraction together, the little sparks it creates can turn into fire.
Is that how trees burn down?
Sometimes if they rub together by the wind, then it can sort of set a fire.
So if two trees rub in the wind, you can end up with a forest fire?
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Because fraction can create fire. Do you know, like, the flint you've got, the one where you scrape the knife on the flint?
Yeah.
That's, you use fraction on that to make it flint.
Do you mean friction?
Friction, thank you.
It's all right, mate. Simple mistake. No worries, Mel. No worries. Okay. So, how do you get the sticks to rub together, and how much do they have to rub together?
Well, it depends which type of stick it is.
Oh, go on then. What types of stick can you get?
Well, you can get really thick sticks. Sticks will take a pretty much long time. You can get little sticks that might snap. And you can get medium-sized sticks that will sort of like rub them until they're black, and then it'll soon create a spark.
And do you get those at the stick shop?
Ugh.
Where do you get the sticks that they're all small, medium, and large?
You cut down a, what I'm saying is you cut down a tree.
Oh, got you right.
You get, if you've got a chainsaw with you, just cut down a part of the tree.
So.
Okay.
We've got to take provisions, a tent. Sleeping bags, mats, a fridge, 100-meter rod, and now I've got to carry a chainsaw as well.
Well, do you know the things I cut down trees with?
Chainsaws, yeah.
Yeah, we could carry one of them, chop off one of the branches, chop some of that until it's in like twigs, and then we can rub it together, and two together, and then use the others for the fire.
Do you think they rent the chainsaws at the camping shops?
Or you could put some stones around it so it doesn't end up burning all the grass.
Well, that's a very wise thing to do.
So it's sort of like a stone guard, and then it's got like fire in the middle.
So how long does it take to start a fire by rubbing sticks together?
I said it depends what type of stick they are.
So which are the best sticks?
The best sticks must be the medium sized.
Ah, right, why?
Because they can burn faster, and because they're bigger, they can burn faster, and they make a bigger fire because they're bigger again.
Right.
So they can make more fire for you to warm your hands up in the fire.
So how long does it take to start a fire with medium sticks?
I don't know, really.
Okay.
I'm not the fire expert, am I?
Okay, no, that's fair enough. But you have to rub quite hard, I think.
Yeah, really hard.
Yeah. So, is there anything else we should talk about on camping before we go to sleep?
Well, we should talk about some more, like, things that food and supplies and stuff like that take. So you definitely...
So let's say we can't get any meat because it's too warm and we can't get the fridge working with the rod.
Mm.
What else can we eat apart from meat?
There's a type of grass that has a purple end on it. You can eat that purple end if you're in a forest.
What if you're not in a forest?
Then you can still eat the purple part that's on the end.
So it's a type of grass. It looks like normal grass.
Yeah.
But it's got a purple bit on the end.
Yeah, it's got a purple bit at the root of it. So then you can clean it off and then eat it.
Right, and what's it taste of?
I don't know, really. I haven't tasted one for myself.
So you've never eaten this purple-tipped grass?
It's not the tip, it's the bottom of it.
So you've got to eat the grass bit?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten grass?
No, the bottom part, the root part at the bottom, that's purple. You have to eat the purple part.
Are you talking about beetroot?
No! No, it's a type of grass that has a purple bottom and you can eat it.
Have you learned about this at school? Is this a real thing or are you making this up?
No, it's a real thing.
So have you learned about it at school?
Yep.
But you don't know what it's called?
We talked about the different types of plants and how what you can eat, different types of plants, what you can drink from ever some plants.
Yeah.
Because you can drink from some plants like cactuses and.
There's no cactuses in Birmingham or Wales, though, is there?
I know, but if you're stuck in a desert, then you can drink off a cactus juice.
Good thinking. So what we can drink out of streams if we're in Wales or something like that,
yeah.
And we can eat purple top grass.
But careful, they might the dolphins might bite.
There's dolphins in the rivers in Wales.
Uh huh. Because that's why it's called Wales.
You think Wales is called Wales because of the dolphins that live there?
Uh huh.
Oh man!
They're good Wales.
Oh dude, I love you.
Oh, I just stop laughing now.
Yeah, do you know how to spell whale, like it that swims in the sea?
No, not really.
It's W.
Yeah.
H, A L E. Do you know how to spell Wales, the country?
No clue.
W A L E S. It's not. It's got nothing to do with Wales. I don't know why it's called Wales either. I can't give you an answer, pal, but it's got nothing to do with dolphins because there's no dolphins in Wales unless they're in a zoo.
What about the blue whale that lives there? The biggest whale ever. It's called the blue whale.
What, and it lives in Wales?
Well, all over the country, really.
No, there's no blue whales up here, mate. Blue whales, I think, are in the Arctic and that kind of place.
No, blue whales can't survive in cold conditions. They'd freeze because they're so big. More ice can get into them.
Do you know that from school, or are you just making that up?
No, we learnt about the blue whale.
Really?
At school.
Okay.
Do you know that famous person that tries to help animals?
Who's that?
I forgot his name. He's Richard Branson. Somewhere. He helps animals.
Right.
He's on TV shows. He goes to far countries to look at animals and tell you about them and take care of them.
Right. But you've got a program on him on the
yeah,
blue whale.
Yeah, we've had a little clip at school, and he said a blue whale is about from pine class all the way past elm class and onto the playground.
But no one knows how long elm is to pine and that kind of stuff. How long does it take you to run from one end to the other of where he's talking then?
Well, the blue whale is 35 metres long.
Wow. That is huge, dude.
It's like, do you know where our school at Water Orton?
Yeah.
Do you know the big playground?
Yeah.
It's about as big as that.
Right, that's huge then. Mm-hmm. So that's 35 metres plus.
Uh-huh.
What does it eat?
Well, what it does is it's an air breather, so it goes up for air once in a while.
That's right.
And it comes down. It attacks a giant squid sometimes.
Yeah, we saw that.
And then it quickly eats its meal and then comes back up to the surface. Or
right.
It can eat krill, like sucking up a huge gulp of water and then squirting the water out of its hole in its head.
Yeah.
And eating the krill.
Cool. Right.
It's got lots of teeth in its mouth.
It filters it, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But Wales has got nothing to do with camping, has it?
No.
The blue whale has got nothing to do with camping.
It's just some facts.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. Right, are we going to have some Jaffa Cakes?
Yeah, we've got to end this.
So we're going to go camping in a few weeks and we'll send you a diary from camping for Dad and the Dude. But this is our test night. We might record another one of these in the morning just to tell you how it went.
Yeah, okay.
But we're going to have a Jaffa Cake now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So do I.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll tell you in the morning.
Right, so here we are.
Again, in the morning.
It's in the morning. It's 6:30.
And
we've done our camping.
Yeah.
And what did you think, dude?
Well, the roof is leaking.
Yeah, the roof in the tent's leaked a little bit. There's bits of water on the lining, which I don't know whether that's right or not. We'll be ringing the shop up later.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. We had a packet of cakes.
Yeah, we didn't eat all of them though.
No, we only ate three.
Yeah.
Eight.
Shh. We're going to eat the rest of them this morning for breakfast.
Ah, thanks.
So what do you think of camping? Is it cool or is it not cool?
Cool.
Cool. Right, we'll be back again with another Dad and the Dude in a few weeks. See you then. Bye.